The Adventures of Detectives Black and Blue. Black and Blue in Canada, on a mission for the Canadian police, are in the hands of a party of Indians led by a half-breed desperado. They discover that Chief Blackfeather, who represented himself to be an agent of the Canadian secret police, is actually in league with the crooks and is helping them conduct Black and Blue as prisoners to the head of the outlaws, the scar-faced Indian known as the Ghost, the very man the two friends have been engaged to capture. The Adventures of Detectives Black and Blue.
Get up. Get up. Say, Black, this is a break for us. Letting us ride in the sleigh and drive the horses.
Well, they wouldn't have did that for us if it wasn't that that double-crosser of a cheap Blackfeather wanted to go back and ride horseback and talk the Indian language with the rest of them Indians.
Yeah, and they would have kept on making us walk. Only they found out we couldn't walk as fast as the horses. Look at all of them back there, riding along Indian file.
Yeah, just like Indians. If I don't never see an Indian again, it'll be soon enough.
Me too. Say, you notice how that snow is beginning to melt a little all along the sides of the mountain?
Yeah, and if we don't get caught in a snowslide, we'll be lucky. That last one just missed carrying off the whole party.
Well, I ain't so sure but what we'd be better off to go that way than to meet this Scarface.
Gee, ain't I nervous enough now, Blue?
Well, that's the way it is. I heard that half-breed leader back there, Charlie LaPlante, tell Chief Blackfeather a while ago that we was almost there.
Yeah, but almost where?
Oh, I suppose he meant the place where they're going to meet the big chief, the Ghost.
Gee, Blue, we gotta do something. We can't just go on like this, practically walking right into more trouble, you might say.
There ain't nothing we can do. And besides, we ain't walking. We're riding. Riding in a sleigh.
If we only had some guns.
Well, there's a couple of guns in the sleigh right here. I seen them myself. Charlie LaPlante put them there. But there's five of them fellas. The minute we'd make a move, they'd shoot us down. We wouldn't have a chance.
Couldn't we make the horses run faster and get away?
Uphill? Why, you're cuckoo. They're all riding horseback. This team we're driving has got to pull a sleigh. Not a chance. That is, unless we was going downhill. I don't think even then.
Well, if we got enough of a start, maybe we could shoot some of them. Where are these guns?
Jiggers, now. Don't let on you're looking. They're right back of the seat on top of the bedding in the tent.
Oh, gee, they're regular rifles, ain't they? I wonder if they're loaded.
You bet they're loaded. They're Westminster repeating rifles. I seen that Charlie LaPlante pick one up and shoot at a deer. But he missed it.
Well, say, it looks to me like we've been going downhill for quite a while.
Why, I guess you're right at that, Black. We've been pulling uphill so long, I just didn't notice.
Well, I tell you what we should ought to do. Is we could pull away from them, kind of gradual.
Gee, I'm afraid they would notice.
Well, gee whiz, they're about a half a block behind now.
Well, get up. We could try it, I suppose. If they say anything, we'll tell them the sleigh got there going fast downhill and we never noticed.
Well, look, the road is going downhill now for sure. See, the horses even have to hold back a little. Let them go. A little bit more.
Say, Black, remember, we're taking our lives in our hands now.
I know it. Don't make me no more scared than what I am. Now, look, you're coming to a sharp curve here. Wait till I peek behind me. No, they ain't taking no notice at all. They're riding two abreast now and talking.
Well, listen, when I get around the curve here so they can't see us, you jump back over the seat and get them rifles.
Yeah?
Pass them to me, see? And then climb back quick on the seat beside me, see?
Yeah. Well, you ain't far enough around the curve yet.
I know it. Wait. Get up. Now, listen. Can you shoot a rifle?
Yeah, I used to when I was a kid.
Well, you better shoot straight now. Here's the idea. As soon as we get around this curve out of their sight, you grab the gun.
Yeah?
Well, then I'll whip up the horses, and we'll go down this hill lickety-larrow.
Well, say, maybe I better not come back on the seat with you, Blue. I'll kind of hide back of this stuff here in the sleigh and keep shooting.
Maybe you had, because I'll have all I can do holding the horses.
Well, don't hold them. Let them go. Let them go. If them fellas catch us, it's all up with us.
Now, on your toes. We're just starting around the curve. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Come on here. Hey, hey, come on. That's the stuff. That's the stuff. Make them ride out now. Hey, 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 hey.
Gee, I hope them fellas don't hear us. Get up. Come on.
Oh, boy, we're flying now. Why didn't we think about cutting them sleigh bells off the horses? Get up. Get up. Hey, hey. Crack the whip around them, Blue.
Jump back over there now, Black. Quick. Boy, are we sailing now. I can't hardly see. The horses are throwing so much snow back in my face.
All right, never mind. Yeah, two rifles. Hurry up, Lou. Keep going.
We're going, all right. Gee, if this sleigh don't tip over, we're okay. Hey, get up. Get up. Come on.
Gee, Lou, we're half a mile to the curve already. And they ain't come around the bend yet. Every foot you can gain on them is so much to the good. Give them the whip, Lou.
Now, you get both them rifles ready back there, so when you empty one, you can shoot the other.
Yeah, but say, Blue, they'll start shooting at us, too.
I know it, but a Indian can't hit nothing. Hey, hey, get up, get up.
Well, Blue, if I don't see you no more, goodbye.
Don't be a sap. Get up.
Oh, gee, Blue, here they come around the curve. They see us. Oh, gosh, they're starting off on the gallop. Hey, hey,
don't
hey.
You care, Flint. Hey, hey.
I'll give them a shot now, shall I?
No, well, why don't you wait till they get nearer? Are they coming any nearer?
One of them is, but the others ain't going no faster than we are.
Hooray! Whoopee! Yip! Get up! Get up!
The fellow had a cheap rock cutter.
Give him a shot, Black.
All right, I will. Gosh, I missed him.
Give him another one for me.
All right. Gee, this plane is jumping around, though. Missed him again. Don't it?
That's all right. How's the other fellas? Are they coming?
Two of them coming. Oh, gee. There's one horse stumbling fell.
Good. One down. That leaves only four now. Take another crack at that double-crossing Black Feather.
All right. Missed him again. Ain't that aggravating? Oh, say, I missed him, but another fellow's down now. I don't know whether I hit him or not. His horse is rolling around in the snow.
Good. Hold your shots now so you don't waste none.
Hey! Hey! Gee, Blue, there's only two of them in the lead now. Gosh, they're shooting. I can see the puffs of smoke from their pistols.
Let them shoot. Let them shoot, Black. They only got six shots apiece of their pistols, and all the rest of their ammunition is in here. They ain't got time to reload anyway.
Gosh, they're mad. They're gaining on us, Blue.
They can't hit you, Black, when they're riding horseback. Who are the two fellas in front?
Charlie the Black and Chief Blackfeather. And now Charlie is pulling ahead of the Chief.
Hey, hey, get up. Boy, if this road just keeps straight downhill, we're okay. Give him another shot, Black. Hey, hey.
I dropped one of them that time. Look at him roll. It's one of the other Indians.
Hooray! Whoopee! There's only two left, Black. Black Feather and the half-breed. Get up! Whoopee! Whoopee!
They're gaining on us, Blue. They're gaining on us. See, they're shooting two.
Let them shoot.
I'll give them one more.
Shooting everything, Black. The horses
missed
are getting winded.
Mile. Missed them by a mile. All right, keep going, keep going.
Hey, come
darn
on.
The luck. Get up. Oh, gee, this gun's empty now, and I can't plan any more shots.
Take the other gun. Give him the work, Black. Get up.
Well, here goes. Oh, gosh, Blue. All my cartridges are gone.
See if you can find some more in the sleigh.
Oh, gosh, I can't find them. Blue, what'll I do? They're getting close.
We'll fight them hand to hand if we have to. Don't give up, Black.
They're getting close. Ow! That one nearly got him, Blue. It busted a can of soup here in the sleigh.
Get up! Hey! Hey!
Oh, gee, Blue, we're sunk. They're almost here.
Don't give up!
Oh, gee, Blue, gee! Look up the mountain! Give them a whip! Hurry for your life!
Whoopee! Here comes the snow slide! Boy, and it's a deep one!
Whip up the horses and we're gone, Blue!
Boy! Breathe! Home! Snow and everything! Get up! Get up! Get up!
Why? Where's the road behind us gone? Pull up the horses, Blue, quick.
Whoa. Why, there ain't no road behind us.
Nothing but trees and snow and big boulders. Where's Blackfeather?
And the half-breed, Charlie LaPlante.
And the other Indians.
They're gone, Black. They're gone.
Sure to listen to the next episode in the thrilling and amusing adventures of Detectives Black and Blue over this station. This is an Earnshaw Morgan production.
Thank you.